Hare Krishna. We are reading from Chaitanya Charitamrit, Adi Leela, chapter 17, text 118-123. The entitle of the chapter is First Times of the Lord in His Youth. Here, Lord means Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So maybe the last sloka number 123 is written on the board. So we'll recite this verse together collectively. But other verse, just I'm going through.
Madamatta gatibalo devo anukar acharya shekhar tare dekhi ramakar বনমালি আচার্য দেখে সোনার লাঙ্গল সবে মিলে নৃত্য করে আবেশে বিব্বল এই মতো নৃত্য হইল চারিপ্রহর সন্ধ্যায় গঙ্গা স্নান করি সবে গেলা ঘর নগরিয়া লোকে প্রভু যবে আজ্ঞা দিলাম ঘরে ঘরে সংকীর্তন করিতে লাগিলাম হরে নম কৃষ্ণ যাদবায় নম গোপাল গোবিন্দ রাম শ্রীমধুসূধন মৃদঙ্গ কর্তাল সংকীর্তন মহাধ্বনি হরি হরি ধ্বনি বিনায় অন্য নাহি শুনি
হরে কৃষ্ণ ট্রান্সলেশন এন্ড পারপোর্ট বাই হিজ ডিভাইন গ্রেস এ সি ভক্তিবেদান্ত স্বামী শিল প্রভুপাদ শিল প্রভুপাদ কি ওয়েন দ্য সংকীর্তন মুভমেন্ট দ্য স্টার্টেড নো ওয়ান ইন নবদ্বীপ কুড হিয়ার এনি আদার সাউন্ড than the words hari hari and the beatings of mridanga and clashing of handbells purport the international society for krishna consciousness now has its old center in navadvip mayapur the managers of the center should see that 24 hours a day there is chanting of the holy names of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. With the addition of Haraye Namo Krishna Jadavaye Namo. For this song was a favorite of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but all such sankirtan must be preceded by the chanting of the holy names of the five tattvas, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শ্রীবাস আদি গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ এন্ড হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে হরে নাও আফটার দিজ দ্য আদার টু লাইন্স নেমলি হর এ নম কৃষ্ণ যাদবায় নম Gopal Govinda Ramo Srimadhu Sudhano should be added, specially in Mayapur. Chanting of the six lines should go on so perfectly well that no one there hears any other vibration than the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. This will make the center spiritually all perfect. So just I am reciting or reading out the other translations of the previous verses. Verse number 118. When the Lord in his ecstasy of Baladev was moving as if intoxicated by the beverage, Advaita Acharya, the chief of the Acharyas, saw him in the form of Balaram. Banamali Acharya saw a golden plow in the hand of Balaram, and the devotees all assembled together and danced, overwhelmed by ecstasy. In this way, they danced continuously for 12 hours. And in the evening, they all took bath.
in the Ganges and then return to their homes. The Lord ordered all the citizens of Navadvip to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and in each and every home they began performing Sankirtan regularly. All the devotees sang this popular song along with the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Harai Namo Krishna Jadavai Namo Gopal Govindaram Sri Madhusudana. Hare Krishna. This is Chaitanya Charitamrit. In whose language this Chaitanya Charitamrit has been compiled? Which language? Bengali. Is it right? Is it right? I'll say no. Okay. I heard the whispering sound. Somebody was saying from my left side that Sanskrit. Is it right? No. Very special language. What is that? Who can say? Suppose what's your mother tongue? Certainly you will say English. What's your mother tongue? You will say what? English, Gujarati. Yeah, Gujarati. If you ask me what's my mother tongue, I will say Bengali. But actually, spiritually, our mother tongue is neither English or Gujarati or Hindi or Bengali. Those are the followers of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Their mother tongue is Gauriya. This is Gauriya language, not Bengali. You got my point? And our mother tongue should be this, Gauriya. Don't say Bengali. Only those are most fortunate personalities are allowed to speak in Gauriya. So many Bengali devotees are there. They are speaking Bengali. But the devotees of ISKCON society are speaking in Gauriya language. Why I am saying, in whose sense I am saying it is our mother tongue? Krishna claims in Bhagavad Gita that Pita Aham Asya Jagato Mata Dhata Pita Maho. Right? Krishna is saying, Pita Aham, I am the father, Asya Jagato, of this world. Not only I am the father, I am mother also. Pita aham asya jagato mata dhata pitamaho. I am the father of this world, mother of this world, the maintainer of this world, and the grandfather of this world. Pitamaho means grandfather. Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita. Now tell me, who is Gauranga Mahaprabhu? Gauranga Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. What does it mean? It means Gauranga Mahaprabhu is the father of this world. Right? The mother of this world. If Gauranga Mahaprabhu is the mother of this world, so in whose language he was speaking? This language. Gauriya language. So that's why this language is our mother tongue, spiritually. You got my point? Gauranga Mahaprabhu is not only our Supreme Father, he is our Supreme Mother also. He is almighty. He can play the roles with you in different way. As a mother and father and every way, in a different way. So Mahaprabhu is speaking in this language, that's why it is Gauriya language, and in this sense, we can say that it's our mother tongue. How many of you already learned this Gauriya language? Raise your hand. Not a single person except me. I know. But one of our great acharyas, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, predicted the time will come. The people around the world will learn Bengali. Not Gauriya language. In order to assimilate the significance of all the pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu along with his eternal associates. If you don't have enough commands in this language, it's very difficult to go into or understand the Gauranga Leelas. So, is our earnest request to all of you, don't hesitate to learn this language. It is the expectation of our acharyas. At least three languages, each and every single member of ISKCON society should learn. What is that? English. Because English is our society's language. Is international language. ISKCON is a preaching movement. So if you like to preach the message of Gauranga Mahaprabhu all over the world, you need to learn English. Otherwise, it's very difficult to communicate with others, right? That is the requirement of learning English. Second is Gauriya. Gauriya. Suppose Krishna is telling you, please come to my abode now. Will you be able to go there? Suppose you went there and saw that everyone is speaking Gauriya language, but you don't know. You are speaking only English. Or Gujarati. So, to speak in Gauriya language, you need to learn now before going to the spiritual world. However, English is also there. Prabhupada told. And another language is your local language. Like your local language. At least we need to have the understanding in the three languages of all the ISKCON members. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Jivaki. Right. Chaitanya Charitamrita is very, very, very special. You know, in our devotional life, we know that we study three books. It has been recommended by the acharyas, Srila Prabhupada and the previous acharyas. First book is Bhagavad Gita. Second is Srimad Bhagavatam. And ultimately, last one is Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. All our books, the descriptions of the books, all our scriptures are based on three theories. Three tattvas. What are the three tattvas? Who can say? This class is a little bit interactive and informative. What are the three tattvas? First one is Sammandha Tattva. You know? The theories of relation. Second on is Abhideva. The process. And third on is Prayojan. Necessity. If you study Bhagavad Gita scrutinizingly, being guided of the spiritual master and the expert Vaishnava, then you will achieve the knowledge regarding the theory of relationship. First of all, we need to know the relation between you and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. All the actions take place on the basis of the relation. If you do not know that someone is your mother, someone is your father, then you can make mistake by calling any other woman as mother. But you know very precisely who is your mother. So many Matajis are there. But we know who is my mother. Relation is very, very important. Without having the knowledge regarding relation tattva, our spiritual life cannot be formed perfectly. Cannot start nicely. That is the beginning point. But we can achieve this knowledge from Bhagavad Gita very clearly.
Krishna is saying Bhagavad Gita regarding ourselves. Mam eva angsha jivo lokoho. You are all the living entities. And you are all my fragmental part and parcels. Krishna is giving us or teaching us our identity. Who are you? We are very minute, insignificant, fragmental part of whom? Krishna is saying, of me. Mam, eva angsha. Eva means certainly. You are all certainly my part and parcel. We are not the part and parcel of somebody else or anybody else. We are the parcel of Lord Krishna. Isn't it? Our identification? If you do not realize this thing that you are the fragmental part of only Krishna, how you will become attracted to Krishna? How you will become interested to serve Krishna? How you will become interested to love Krishna? How will you develop your loving relationship with Krishna? Why people are loving so many things? Why people are rushing after so many objects of the senses? Because they don't know their identity. But naturally we see the devotee of his constituent becomes indifferent to all the objects of the senses. Why? Because he knows that I don't have any other business with this world. He becomes wholeheartedly surrendered unto the lotus feet of Krishna, who is his supreme father. So regarding us, Krishna is saying in this way, Mam evangsh jibaloka. Regarding himself, he is saying, Matta paratarang na annat kinchi dasti dhananjayah. O Dhananjay, Matta Parataro nanat. Nobody is equal to me. Nobody is above of me. What does it mean? It means I am the greatest. Aham sarvasya prabhava marta sarvam pravartate. Everything has been emanated from me. That means I am the source of everything. I am the source of all living entities. I am the source of all demigods. I am the source of all saintly personalities. What does it mean? That means he is our father, supreme father, and we are all his offspring. What is the relation? Relation is father and son, master and servant, controller and controlled, enjoyer and enjoyed. We need to have very clear understanding regarding this relation, knowledge of relationship. Bhagavad Gita is teaching us this thing. You have completed Bhagavad Gita? Understood? Then you are allowed to enter into Srimad Bhagavatam. Without having this understanding, if somebody even goes through Srimad Bhagavatam, just is only reading but he will not understand anything. Then Bhagavatam is teaching us, you got the relation? So as you are the servant and Krishna is the master, then what should be your function? What should be your duty? We need to serve Krishna. Service is there. Automatically you will get this idea, because I am the servant. As a servant, I need to serve my master, supreme master Krishna. Right? This mood should be generated from the core of our mind. It's not possible unless you are understanding that you are the son of Krishna, you are the servant of Krishna. So Bhagavad Gita is teaching us in this way. Then, you know, as your servant, what to do? We need to serve Krishna. The process has different processes of the different devotees have been very elaborately described in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam.
We see so many examples are there. How Dhruva Maharaja is pleasing Krishna. What was the function and important role of Prahlad Maharaj? The examples are there in Srimad Bhagavatam. So many examples. How Kunti Maharani was appreciating Krishna's transcendental qualities. How Parikshit Maharaj was hearing the transcendental qualities and narrations of Lord Krishna from Sukadeva Goswami. How Ambarish Maharaj was glorifying Krishna. How Narad Muni was describing his transcendental qualities. How Bhishmadev was describing Krishna's transcendental qualities. How was their moods? These moods and process are there in Srimad Bhagavatam. Process is there. Abhideva Tattva means process. As a servant, what you should do for Krishna? The process is there. The practical examples are there to make you sure. Srimad Bhagavatam is teaching us prominently. I am not telling that other theories are not there. They are also there. But prominently we know regarding Abhideva Tattva from Srimad Bhagavatam. Understanding the points? We can understand the relation from Bhagavad Gita. That's why Bhagavad Gita is meant to study fast. And surely you have to take guidance from the spiritual master. Then you get the knowledge of Abhideva Tattva from Srimad Bhagavatam. So you got the knowledge of Prayajan Sambandha Tattva, Abhideva Tattva. Now you need to have the knowledge regarding Prayajan Tattva. Now tell me, what is your necessity in your life? What you are looking for? What? Somebody is looking for money, somebody is looking for a good job, somebody is looking for education, this and that, so many things are there. But what is the ultimate necessity of our life? Krishna Prem. So Chaitanya Charitamrita is such a book. By studying Chaitanya Charitamrita, by hearing Chaitanya Charitamrita, by glorifying Chaitanya Charitamrita, very easily you can derive Krishna Prem. Very easily you can tell. Je Gaurangir Namo Lai Tarahai Premodai. Je Gaurangir Namo Lai Tarahai Premodai. Bole moi jai boli hare. These songs is compiled by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in song books. Whoever will chant simply only the name of Gauranga, he must derive Krishna Prem. Is it a difficult thing? But to be situated on the level is not so easy. You have to go through Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. You have to practice very seriously, following all the rules and regulations, carrying out four regulative principles very strictly. Then you will be elevated to the stage. And that time, just by simply chanting Gauranga, you will get Prem. That is the ultimate necessity of our life. Aradha Bhagavan Brajashotanaya Taddham Vrindavanam Ramma Kachidopashana Brajabadu Vargenaja Kulpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramana Puranam Amalam Premo Pramartha Mahan Premo. In this sloka, Gauranga Mahaprabhu is recommending Premo is great, and that is our ultimate necessity of our life. What type of prem it is? Krishna prem, Gaur prem, Gauro premo rasar nabe, Sheta range je badobe, Gauro premo rasar nabe, Sheta range
जीवा डबे तारे मई जाय बोली हरे तारे मई जाय बोली हरे द मूड ऑफ गौरांग महाप्रभु सॉन्ग चैतन्य चरितामृत व्हाट इज द कंक्लूजन Simply by hearing Chaitanya Charitamrita, you can achieve Krishna Prem. This book is meant to give you Krishna Prem. You can debate, Prabhuji, why Bhagavatam will not able to give us Krishna Prem? Yes, sure. Bhagavatam is saying, Jashang bai soyamanayam Krishna paramapurusheng Bhakti Rutmadate Pongshang Shoko Moho Bhayo Paho. If you study Bhagavad Bhagavatam, if you hear Krishna regularly, automatically devotional propensity will be generated or arisen in your heart. Bhakti Rutmadate Pongshang. Pongshang means human beings. Just by hearing and glorifying Srimad Bhagavatam, you can generate bhakti in your heart. And what is bhakti? Bhakti is compared with a creeper. Devotional creeper. And what is the fruit of devotional creeper? Krishna Prem. That is available in Chaitanya Charitamrita. You got my point? That is the thing. So now, today we see the Gauranga Mahaprabhu displayed the forms of Balaram. The forms of Balaram. Why? Balaram is the first manifestation of Lord Krishna. You know these facts. Krishna displayed his first form as Balaram. From Krishna, Balaram revealed. And from Balaram, four personalities came out. Vasudev, Shankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. They are known as first quadruple expansions. And out of these four personalities, from Shankarshan, Narayan was manifested. And from Narayan, again the four personalities came out. And same name, Vasudev, Shankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. And out of these four, who is Shankarshan? From him, Karana Dakshai Vishnu manifested. The Vishnu who is lying down in the causal ocean is Karanadukshai Vishnu. And from Karanadukshai Vishnu, another Vishnu came out. He is known as Garbhadukshai Vishnu, who was residing in the womb of the universe. And from Garbhadukshai Vishnu, another Vishnu came out. His name is Shirodukshai Vishnu, who is residing in the milk ocean. And from him, all other incarnations emanated. And he is staying in the heart of all the living entities in the form of Paramatma, Super Soul. So that is the difference manifestation from Krishna. Krishna is the source of everyone. Even the source of Balaram. But why now he is displaying the forms of Balaram? To give us proper understanding that I am the source of even Balaram. Balaram is very, very, you know, his powerful personality. He had all the strength. Everybody knows that Balaram is, why is Balaram? Because the source of all his strength. Okay, how many of you have got darshan of Krishna Balaram in our Vrindavan temple, India? How many of you have got darshan of Krishna Balaram in Ujjain temple? How many of you? Please raise your hand. One. Okay. Can you tell me how they are standing in the altar? Who knows? These two brothers are standing side by side. How is their bodily posture? You will see, Balaram is standing with Krishna, placing his left hand on his shoulder. What does it mean? It is very significant. That means Balaram is saying to us, you know that I am Balaram. Lekin mera bal kaam nahi karte hai. My personal bodily strength is insignificant. You see, always I am depending upon Krishna. Placing this left hand means I am depending upon Him. Without Krishna's mercy, without Krishna's potency, I am insignificant. I can't do anything. Although you are all appreciating me as the source of all bal. Bal means strength, power. But practically I am always depending upon Krishna. That is the mode. He is placing his hands. You saw? Why Krishna manifested himself in the form of Balaram? Because Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. To describe himself, he feels little hesitation. Suppose how many of you like to appreciate yourself? Although you are very qualitative personality, you are endowed with all the qualities, but you feel shy to describe yourself that you are great and this and that. But other person appreciates you is good. Similarly, Krishna thinks that how I can glorify myself? Let me manifest Balaram from me. And Balaram will describe everything regarding me in this world. So Balaram is meant to glorify Krishna, to serve Krishna different so in order to teach the conditioned soul like us. That's why in this sense, Balaram is looked upon as the primeval spiritual master. He is the first spiritual master. Balaram is teaching about Krishna, glorifying Krishna. And from Balaram, our disciplic succession is coming. That same Balaram in the age of Kali took form or assumed the form of Nityananda Prabhu. So here we see in this Chaitanya Charitamrita, Jagauranga Mahaprabhu is displaying his form, Balaram. And one day, in the corridor of Vishnu temple, Gaurav Mahaprabhu is saying, give me some honey, give me some honey, give me some honey. Nityananda Prabhu understood what he is looking for now. Why? Because now he developed the mood of Balaram. And Balaram is always fond of drinking honey, baruni, one type of beverage. And when Mahaprabhu was telling, honey, honey, give me honey, immediately Nityananda Prabhu gave him some water of Ganges. And he drank the water. And he started to dance in ecstasy. And Advaita Acharya, the chief of all other acharyas, Banamali Acharya, they all are watching that Gauranga Mahaprabhu now displayed the form of Balaram. Banamali Acharya especially is seeing that Mahaprabhu is holding a plow, golden made plow in his hand. Balaram is a prince. Why Balaram, being a prince, holding the plow? A plow we see with a farmer, right, in the village. Those are meant to cultivate the land. Why the prince is holding plow? What is the purpose? Does he cultivate the land? The son of a king cultivates the land? No. But why is plow, holding this plow? Yeah, Balaram is Gurudev. He does not cultivate the land, but he cultivates your heart. Our heart is compared with a piece of fertile land, which is meant to grow devotional creeper. You got my point? Balaram, because he is the spiritual master, when you will welcome him, Balaram will come to your life to cultivate your heart. You see, when somebody you know, cultivates the land. We use the English expression, cultivation of the land, right? Prabhupada used the same word, cultivation of Krishna consciousness, right or wrong? Why Prabhupada selected this word, cultivation? Because to get Krishna prema, you need to cultivate your heart. How? By the divine help of the spiritual master. In the form of some advices or instructions, spiritual master will help you to cultivate your land. That's why, as a token, Balaram is holding this plow to cultivate your land. You got my point? So Banamali Acharya is watching. Mahaprabhu is now holding a golden plow. In his dunching. Yesterday, Bhuta Bhavana Prabhu described this fact. Balaram has a separate group for Rasa dance. Right? Krishna is very famous for Rasa dance. Similarly, Balaram had a separate personal group. And he is dancing and dancing in ecstasy. After some time, he stopped. He was a little tired. That time he thought that now I should take birth in the water of Yamuna. But his Rasa dance was taking place little far from Yamuna. When he thought that now let me go to Yamuna, I will take birth along with all my gopis. But Balaram is so tired. He sat down. He called Yamuna. Yamuna, come here. Why you are so far? Come near to us. Yamuna Devi, she belongs to the Rasa dance group of Krishna. Yamuna Devi is a gopi of Krishna's group. Yamuna Devi is thinking, why I will go to him? We have separate group. She was little hesitant, late to come. Balaram become very angry. Why you are not following my instructions? Okay, if you do not like to come to me, I know how to bring you. You know, Balaram has this plow. It looks like a hook. Balaram expand his plow and sure, Yamuna come in this way. When Yamuna Devi saw that Balaram is now very angry with me, immediately she folded her hand and saying, excuse me, I am coming. Gauranga Mahaprabhu was doing this, you know, Leela, first time here. Another point of this Leela is, no, just few minutes ago I described, Krishna is the source of even Balaram. What does it mean? Balaram is younger. Krishna is the eldest. But no, we know that Balaram is big brother. Right? In Krishna Lila, even in Gaur Lila, we know Nityananda Prabhu is senior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Krishna Lila, we know Balaram is senior, but the facts doesn't speak so. Krishna is the source of everyone. But how Balaram became big brother, elder brother? Very, very important. In Ramayana, you know why. We know the answer of this question. In Ramayana, Balaram was small, Lakshman. Ram was exiled in the forest. Along with Ram, Sita, they are hearing. And Lakshman went to the forest. Ram is big. His big brother. He is meant to take care of Sita and Lakshman. Right? But practically, in the forest, Ram was not playing the roles of a big brother. Rather, Lakshman was taking care of them. During daytime, he was collecting fruits and foods, and he was going here and there, making the, you know, cottage and everything. During night time, when Ram and Sita were taking rest, Balaram didn't sleep. Whole night he was watching. Any time the demonic personality, the demons can come to attack my brother and, you know, mother Sita. Whole night he was guarding. He was guarding. Time to time, Ram was deciding to do some things. But Lakshman didn't like it. Lakshman was suggesting him, no, brother, don't do it. Do it. Do it. Don't do it. But Ram didn't hear him. The Lakshman used to think, oh, because I am younger, that's why he's not hearing me. Not taking my suggestions. If I would become elder of him, then I could chastise him now. I could make him compelled to accept my guidance. Within his mind, he was thinking in this way. But he could not express in the words. So many pastimes took place in the forest. Eventually, you know, the fighting was going on. After the victory of the fighting, Ramchandra took Sita Maharani back and came to Ayodhya. Ram became king. He was coronated as the king and thought, now I need to give some gifts to the fighters. Those had played a very important role to these victory. Ram thought that first of all, I need to call Hanuman. Hanuman is sitting there. Before that, Ram was saying to Lakshman, Lakshman, I like to give some gifts to Hanuman. What do you think? Lakshman said, no. Which gift do you like to give him? Ram told that I would like to give my necklace to Hanuman. Lakshman told, no brother, don't do so. He's a Hanuman, he's a bandar. He will not able to belly your necklace. Okay, if you give him some gifts, give him some fruits, banana. He likes it. Ramchandra was adamant. No. Whatever I am thinking, I will do so. Look, Hanuman, come. Hanuman approached. Ramchandra gave him his necklace. Hanuman took it and packed up in his hand and put it in his mouth and he started to chew. And after some time, thoo! Lakshman was watching everything. And looking at Ram. This looking is very meaningful. You don't know. You are not interested to accept me. I told you not to give this necklace to this Hanuman. Now you see what happened. Did Hanuman value your necklace? Ram Bhagavan bowed down his head in this way. Wordless. What to do? Due to curiosity, Ram is asking Hanuman, why did you do so? Due to my love and affection, I gave my necklace to you. But what did you do? Why did you do so? Hanuman is saying, Prabhu, I always drink the nectar from your holy name, Ram, Ram, Ram. I am completely satisfied. Just by chewing this necklace, I try to see whether this nectarian rose is there or not. I saw there is no rose, no mellows. That's why what is the use of taking this? I throw it out. Ram erected his head, looking at Lakshman. Lakshman understood. You think is a bandar, monkey? You see his mode of devotion? He's completely renounced. I gave him the most valuable jewels, necklace, but he is no interested. Only he is looking for nectarian mellows from my name and name and name. In this way, Ramchandra is giving so many gifts to so many leaders of the, monkeys. And eventually Ramchandra thought that what I should give to Lakshman, because Lakshman is the great fighter, leading class fighter, commander in chief. I should give him some gifts also. What type of gift I can give him? Ram thought, okay, I will give him the gifts as he wanted to have. I described before, right? Lakshmana's thinking always within the mind. Ram is not accepting my guidance and suggestions. Why? Because he is thinking I am junior. If I would become elder and senior, then I could chastise him. Lakshmana's thinking. Ram thought that this would be the first class gift to him. In the next yuga, I will make him elder and I will become his younger. You got my point? That same Ram descended in this nature in the forms of Lord Krishna, and he made his younger brother Lakshman as the elder brother Balaram. And the same thing happened in the pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. The Nityananda Prabhu became elder, 12 years seniors. Balaram was just 1 year senior in Krishna Lila. Just taking place and taking place and taking place. So these all the Leelas are taking place in his youthful time, Gaurangos. Very attractive. The time is about to finish. After this Leela, Mahaprabhu instructed all the citizens on Navadvip, you chant Krishna's name in each and every housing. Still now, you will be astonished to hear and see. Still now, maybe, they are not cultivating pure devotion. The people of Bengal, East and West, they are all chanting Krishna's holy name in their housing. When I was a very small boy, my mother was leading kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. She was not pure devotee that time, but she was leading kirtan. She was telling us, you just repeat after me. In this way, every housing we see, the people of Bengal are chanting, following Gauranga's instruction. And in the last slok, Prabhupada is saying in the purport that this kirtan should begin with Panchatatta Mahamantra, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Then Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. Then Hari Hara Ye Namo Krishna Jadavaya Namo Gopala Govinda Rama Srimadusudana. If it's not possible to do always everywhere, Prabhupada is saying specially it should be done in Mayapur. And this sound vibration should become so tumultuous that nobody will hear any other sound than Hari Bol, Hari Bol or Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada ki Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.